Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers out there getting the job done. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Check out our website. All righty. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is with us right now out in California, IA, and Kyle's got his reception committee ready for him, and here we go. And there they are.
And there they are.
Perfect timing.
Great.
Perfect timing. They're there. They're ready. They're wide awake. They got 52 more minutes to drink, and they're happy as a lark. All right. Are you ready to say the pledge?
I certainly am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian practices. Now, Kyle, gotta go with the big one here, Afghanistan. But this is really getting bad right now for a couple different things. Number one, we've gotten a bunch of Afghans out of Afghanistan at the airport, or so we think they're Afghans. We don't really know, because some of these people have left the country with no ID. So we have no idea who we're bringing from point A to point B, with the eventuality of probably bringing them into the United States. We have no idea.
That's exactly right, Captain. In fact, one particular story that came out was of a person who said they were able to push their way onto the airplane, but they don't have any supporting paperwork. Meanwhile, Afghans who were helping the Americans have had to destroy or burn the papers that they had because the Taliban keep going door to door looking for people. And so it is to say it's chaotic is an understatement, but you're exactly right. We don't have any reliable way of knowing who's actually coming out of Afghanistan at this point.
Yep, and that's just one of the problems. The other problem is we've been telling you 10,000, 12,000, maybe as many as 20,000. There was a report that came out late yesterday. This was reported on Breitbart. The updated report now says there could be up to 40,000 Americans stranded in Afghanistan. They just don't know. This just the lack of information just keeps getting worse and worse.
It certainly does, Captain, and it points up the fact that this operation and the collapse, the rapid collapse, should have been front and center for the Biden administration. There's absolutely no excuse to think that there are that many Americans still in Afghanistan, now it's a very untenable situation, to say the least, and they are not all in the same place, by the way. And so this exacerbates the problem, and the ring around the airport is really, really big news here, because nobody, even Americans, now the administration captain says, the Taliban, has told us the Americans can come through or whatever, but
sure.
I can't imagine we believe anything the Taliban says.
Well, we do, because we're hearing our government say it.
Yes.
I heard Jake Sullivan today up there talking about, the Taliban is working with us, and they're going to help us get our people out. Nonsense. Nonsense. You can't believe them. And by the way, let's go back to the ring that's around the airport. Anybody that's outside that ring that's trying to get to the airport, regardless of what they are or who they are, they're beating them up. They're stopping them. They're beating them up. They're whipping them. If they find out that they've been a government soldier or a government employee or something like that, guess what? They throw them in the back of a truck. They continue to hit them with gun butts and take them away, never to be seen again.
This is brutal, and it's reality.
Oh, and they killed a woman today for not wearing a burqa in the midst of all this.
Again, the brutality of the Taliban is second to none. This is exactly what they're going to continue doing. They are not trying to, quote, put a new face on the Taliban. This is all laughable in the sense that they are somehow going to be any kind of member of the international community or allow their people to continue to do the things that they did before. And so, in fact, Captain, a lot of people have grown up in Afghanistan, but they are like 20 years old now. They've only known the last 20 years, and they're not, in other words, what I'm getting at is they're westernized to a great degree. They are not going to accept the Taliban.
Now, the other thing that's going on is that the Taliban and Afghanis in general may have thought that they were going to be able to get their money and get out of Dodge. There's $9.5 billion worth of Afghan central bank assets that the United States has frozen in this country.
Yes, exactly. Well, add that into, of course, it's frozen, but add that into all the other stuff. Now that the Taliban is going to have access to, that has either been left behind or given. And to hear that explanation earlier, Captain, we gave them all the stuff hoping they were going to deploy it. Give me a break. They were never going to deploy
it. And then finally, we're starting to go to break here, finally, the Taliban have warned the United States we must have all of our troops out of Afghanistan by September 11th per the agreement that they haven't stuck to. I'd tell them to stick that right up where the sun don't shine. Hold on, Kyle. All right, folks, we're coming right back. And by the way, it's time to drop a Moab on the Taliban. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, you know, I'm going to take it away. This portion of the program brought to you by my friends Pete and Seth Talbot over at Relief Factor. And as you know, I've been taking Relief Factor for a number of years now simply because it works for me and it's 100% drug-free and it's good for you, too. Now, I have a problem with inflammation in my left ankle and foot and leg, and this helps keep that inflammation down and the swelling down and the pain down because the ingredients in it, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 go right straight to the source of the pain and help to get rid of it or lower it. And it also helps with the inflammation that I have. Now, 100% drug-free, 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports regularization of key enzymes and proteins. And by the way, it's good for you, too, because it's got product in there that will help you heal. Now, for $19.95, it's all it costs for the three-week quick start. That's $19.95, and you can get it all going by going to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Go there, check it out, and you'll be glad you did, because after all you got to lose this pain. Hey, Kyle.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, you know it. And I talked to several people last night that were taking Relief Factor at the Tampa Bay Trump Club. We had a big deal. Over 200 people came to see Trevor Loudon speak. Met a lot of radio listeners there, and I want to say thank you very much to the people that listened to the program, came up to me and told me so. Now, I got to go with a couple of polls here before we get to our caller. First of all, 70% of the registered voters say that crime is out of control. while 69.3% in that same poll say Joe Biden's Afghanistan policy has been completely wrong.
Well, yeah, I'm not surprised about the first part, obviously, but the second part too, Captain, the American people, I think Republican and Democrat, even conservative and liberal to a great degree, understand that what the Biden administration spokespeople and President Biden himself are telling us about the Afghan crisis right now has nothing to do with the fact that the American people, yes, by and large, they want to see the Afghan war ended, but what's happening over the last several days, that's the problem that they're seeing with the Biden administration. And the more that they try to continue to set it up as though, no, we don't want to be there forever, that's not even the point, and the American people see through that.
Let me help you out a little bit with this explanation of what you just tried to say. It's not the fact that we've pulled out of Afghanistan. That's not the problem. That's pretty much a given. It's the way we did it.
Sure, exactly.
The way we did it. We did it completely wrong. There was a plan in place, and I hate to keep harping on this, but it's true. Donald Trump had a plan in place. Joe Biden trashed the plan and just said, that's it, we're going, pulled us out, and here we got the problem we got. By the way, we have at least 10 to 12,000 Americans that are in harm's way in Afghanistan. One report says it could be as many as 40,000 because they're scattered all around the country. There's a lot of contractors out there around the country of Afghanistan. Now, secondly, before I get to the caller, I want to report this. A new Rasmussen Reports poll shows the Joe Biden approval rating at 45%. That's the lowest it's been yet. What's important here is his disapproval rating is 54%. He's 9% underwater.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And again, you know, he came into office and had, no matter what happened with the election,
tremendous popularity.
Yeah, tremendous popularity and tremendous opportunity because he had told the American people that he wanted to be a uniter, wanted to make the right decisions, and so on, and everything. Now, I mean, everything has been wrong since then.
That's right. All right, now let's go to the telephone line, and I think we've got the coach on the line. Yep, that's the coach, Todd in Tampa. 60 seconds with the coach.
And that would be Vince Lombardi, ladies and gentlemen. And let's get down to business. Okay, Joe Biden's a disaster. Okay, the Democrats are a disaster. Okay, if you can't see that, you're an idiot. Okay, you may be Joy Blowhard. Okay, but Joe Biden's a disaster. Okay, so the guy should step down and resign for total incompetence. Okay, he should be removed from office. Okay, this never happened under the Trump administration, period. Gas prices didn't come through the roof. Even, like I said before, Washington Compost even pointing out that the idiocy of letting people in here with through the border with disease. Then the guy should be brought up. He's worse than Cuomo, who put the people in the ALF with the disease. Okay, these people are unholy. They should be fired for total incompetence. They're stupid. Let me switch gears here to my man Tebow. Let me say something to Stephen A. Smith. You know, I would debate him any day, but it's like you debating a Democrat. You're wasting your time. The bottom line is this. Tebow is a quarterback. Okay, he won 6 games in a row. What's not fair is Tebow won games as a quarterback and didn't get a chance to play quarterback like every other first-round pick. Your Jets suck, okay, Stephen A.? They're terrible like your hair. You ain't got none, and the Jets suck. Don't come against Tebow, who won 6 games in a row and won a playoff game when the Broncos were 3-4 when they did put him in. You don't know a damn thing about winning a football game. Okay? It's a disgrace. Tebow should be getting 16. He should start 17 games. And if he didn't, if he didn't play well, I'd say he sucked. Okay? But he won a playoff game.
Thank you. Okay, thank you very much. Okay, that's, you know, we're not doing football here, unfortunately, but we have sports on Monday and Friday because we've got too much stuff to talk about that's too important other than that. Now, I got to mention this because this is something else that's really ringing everybody's bell. The Chinese reacted to the fall of Kabul to the Taliban by saying the crisis has dealt a severe blow to the U.S. and suggested to their allies like Taiwan that they should be very careful about placing their trust in the U.S. and warned them that the United States might not be there when they need help should China decide to advance themselves upon the Taiwanese government and take over.
You know, Captain, you know, we can only ask the question, why? Why would President Biden, because evidently, you know, he's standing squarely behind all of his decisions here, why did he do this to the reputation of the United States and give the communist Chinese government the ability to turn to Taiwan and say, now, who are you going to trust? You know, are you going to trust the United States over there? I mean, this is a real travesty. This is setting back our foreign policy, you know, 50 years. I mean, in other words, how bad is it going to get with this president? I ask.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Mm-hmm. How long have we been talking about Afghanistan and the Taliban and what would happen if they took over and telling everybody that even though some people are saying, oh, well, they're going to honor the women, they're going to be good, they're going to be nice, they've changed their ways, this, that, and the other. How long have we been telling people, don't buy the lie, it's not going to happen?
Well, I think for a very, very long time. Yes.
Right. So consequently, Johanna just sent me something. I'm very well aware of what this is, Johanna, people that were trying to get to the airport. And they got caught up in the ring that's around the airport. The Taliban grabbed a hold of them, threw them in cages, and started to beat them up. And I do mean cages.
Yes. Yes. Well, again, no, we can't trust the Taliban for anything. They are not going to have women be able to progress in the society as they had been up to this point. They are going to subdue people. They are going to enslave
they're looking
people.
Looking for anybody that was in the military, the special forces and whatnot, and they're looking for anybody that was in the government that worked with the Americans. They know there's a large number of them, probably 40, 50,000 people, and they want to ethnically cleanse their country and kill every one of them.
Well, that's right, because that is their mentality. Yep. And, you know, we have to deal with them from their mentality and their capabilities.
Yep.
Yes.
And they only know one thing, and you cannot be nice to these people and go, oh, we love you, Taliban, you are so wonderful, here's some flowers, we're going to sing Kumbaya. No, we drop a Moab on them, or we bring up our daisy cutter, or we bring out Pup the Magic Dragon and let them go. That's what we do. That's all they understand.
Well, you know, Captain, something has to be done to put them back on their heels, because we're talking tens of thousands of people who still need to be able to get out. And I can't imagine how that's going to happen. We're certainly not going to have cooperation from the Taliban. This is all a big joke. And so, yes, something has to be done in order to save the lives.
Yeah, and it's a bad thing, and it's not going to get any worse until we get up. We get up and decide to do something. Although we've got a president that's not a leader, that's the problem. And we just cannot trust the Taliban at all with anything they're saying. It's not going to happen. They're waiting for the opportunity to ethically cleanse their country.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Arizona's governor has issued an executive order banning cities and counties in his state from enacting vaccine mandates for their employees. Governor Doug Ducey's order comes a day after the city of Tucson voted to implement a mask mandate and covers the gap before a state law that prohibits local governments from enacting vaccine mandates goes into effect at the end of September. Tucson's Mayor Regina Romero has pushed back against the governor's order, calling it legally meaningless. And the death toll in the 7.2 magnitude earthquake that struck Haiti over the weekend has reached nearly 2,000 as rescue efforts continue after Tropical Storm Grace stopped them with its arrival. Officials say that 1,941 people have died in the quake, with nearly 10,000 injured. UNICEF has estimated that about 1.2 million people have been affected by the natural disaster that struck some of the most isolated areas in the country. Officials say many homes have been destroyed, leaving people without shelter and limited or no access to fresh water, food, or health care. This is USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program brought to you by Mike Lindell and MyPillow. His website, MyPillow.com. Now, I talked to Dawn yesterday, his administrative assistant, and she said that to say hello to everybody. Mike was saying hello to everybody, and he appreciated all the help and all the support that he was getting. And he appreciated it, and he said he was going to give you some even more great savings. Now, here's all you got to do. You go to MyPillow.com. You go to the logo that's there that says Radio Listener Specials. You click on that logo, it'll open up a page, and voila, you have dozens of items where you can save 30, 40, 50, 60, 70% or more. And all you got to do when you get there to get the discount is to use the promo code CAPTAIN. And if you want to talk to somebody on the phone, you can do that too by calling them at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. 5459. Give them a call and talk to them on the phone, and they'll be more than happy to take your order or answer any questions at all that you have. Now, remember, MyPillow comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. No questions asked. 60-day money-back guarantee for any product that they have. So you can't go wrong. You cannot go wrong. Go to MyPillow.com. Go to the Radio Listener Specials button that's there. Click on that little button, and boom, away you go. Promo code CAPTAIN on anything you see there. And the telephone number, if you want to call them, 800-641-5459. All right, and back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
We're making a lot of progress here tonight, and you know, you hate to do what's what we got to do here, but we have to. Now, one last thing about the Taliban, and I'll move on. The Taliban are continuing to say, and I'm not buying a second of it, well, there will be no discrimination against women, which goes completely against their past established track record, and they've already said they're instituting Sharia law, and under Sharia law, when they do that, the women go to burqas.
The women go in the burqas. The women can't work. The marriages are arranged for the little girls. This goes on and on, Captain. This is their philosophy. It's not something that they don't have some sort of political standpoint on something. They're not trying. Well, they are trying to use words that they think are going to make people kind of go away and leave them alone. But they're not going to be successful because we know exactly what the Taliban is like. It is so sickening. It is so outrageous. The American people, Captain, they will not forget what's going on here, and they know exactly how we got here.
Yep. Now, election integrity reform is key to preventing a socialist takeover of America, and there are a number of states, especially the ones where we had problems with the voting because of the Dominion machines, and because of the numbers and all the different things we saw, where they've been very quietly behind the team, behind the scene, teams have been working to either understand what happened with these voting machines or to start regulating by law and making changes so this will never happen again.
Well, precisely. We're talking about, things that reasonable people would say are part of making sure the elections have integrity, having an ID, having machines that aren't connected to somebody else somewhere in the world. If the list goes on, not having dead people vote, verifying signatures on absentee ballots, it goes on and on. But yet, Captain, as you mentioned, the idea, it's the key to preventing the socialist takeover. Well, of course, because without fraud, I don't think they have really much to stand on. They want to believe that they can, the Democrat socialists, as it were, they can get power through a fraudulent election, and then now they think that they're in charge. And why do I say that? I think, didn't AOC say something to the effect of, now we're in charge, or that kind of thing? So that is the mindset.
That's correct. By the way, I have an email here off the website from Barry, and Barry is in Sydney, Nebraska. I think I know where that is. It's out in the western part of Nebraska. I think that's where that's at. But anyway, Sydney, listen to me. Barry is saying, is it not true that the State Department has told the Americans to shelter in place wherever they're at until they hear from the embassy?
I have heard something to that effect, but the embassy isn't there anymore.
No.
Really, it's been completely decommissioned as far as I know.
It's at the airport, and it's a temporary thing only to get people out.
Yeah, so there's not somewhere you can go to in that sense. But again, Captain, this is nothing new. It shouldn't be for the administration. And, of course, they can say, well, we've been telling the Americans for a while to get out of Afghanistan and this kind of thing. But they had to know what was going to happen when they pull the troops out. The air base gets overrun. Everything's in chaos. And what are these people going to do?
If we knew, they had to know.
Well, of course.
We're over here. They're over there. They had to know.
Exactly.
By the way, did you see Donald Trump on TV last night on the Sean Hannity show?
I saw that he was on there, but I didn't get to hear the whole interview, unfortunately.
Well, he said that I don't think our country has ever been so humiliated.
Well, I think he's right. I mean, certainly in modern memory here, this is really something. And we started off with the comparisons to Saigon, for example, but this seems to go much further than that. Certainly the images that we've seen, the people falling off the airplanes, this kind of thing, and the absolute stonewalling and the not taking any responsibility by this president is absolutely appalling.
Yeah, Yeah, he also talked about, you know, the agreement that he made with the Taliban and with their leader to pull the troops out. Actually, this was supposed to happen back in May, and then they changed it because of the Taliban and what they were doing and the fact that they were posturing themselves, plus they were still attacking our troops and this, that, and the other, which meant that we were going to stay there longer because we were going to do whatever it took to keep the situation stable. But again, part of the deal was not to close down our bases and leave our equipment behind and just run for the hills.
Well, exactly. And I think it's also important to point out, Captain, that, you know, we've seen the administration now go to the full court press of trying to control the subject, trying to change the subject, try to weather this in some way. But this is one of those events where it literally takes on a life of its own. And them spiraling around in the White House press briefing room was really something to see. In fact, the news media reporters, they're on to this now, it seems.
Yeah. By the way, you'll be happy to know, folks, that the United States is beginning to examine what happened with the plane that took off, that we all saw the people hanging on the side, which, by the way, they all fell off the plane, some of them at elevation, some of them before it got up that high in the air, but they were all killed. That's number one. And number two, there were some people trying to hide in the landing gear, and, of course, when the landing gear got put up, you know what happened to them.
Yes.
And they found them when they landed.
Yes. It's grizzly.
Yeah. So, and they're doing an investigation as to how could that possibly happen? How could we take off with an airplane? How could we this? How could we that? Well, you take off with the plane because of all the circumstances around you. Again, at that time, there was small arms fire around the airport.
Right. Right. And again, this situation did not have to occur this way. Yes, there were going to be people who were at one point or another were going to be desperate to get out of Afghanistan, but what we saw and the people, I mean, how do you hang on to a C-130 and think that you're going to, you know, just ride along with it?
That's not a C-130, those are C-17s.
But you see what I'm talking about? You know, we see these kinds of things in movies, but that is not—it's not possible, really.
Yeah.
And so, it's what point of desperation do you have in order to do that? They know what the Taliban is.
Yeah, there are C-130s there, but they're flying the people out in the C-17s because they can get 500 to 600 in the back. And at one plane, they had 700 in the back.
Yes, I saw the photograph.
Yeah,
yes.
and about 100 or so of them had no idea. They have no idea who those people were that got on that plane.
Precisely. So you're going to try to sort people out. It is a national security issue, of course, at that point. So the problems continue to be compounded. And Joe Biden standing there trying to blame everybody in the universe and Trump, you know, just doesn't cut it.
He needs to take responsibility for what he created. And if he doesn't, then it's time to get rid of him because he's no leader. All right, hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, when we come back, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Yeah, we got some weather to talk about because Fred is way up there in the mountains of Virginia, North Carolina, and working his way up into upstate New York. We'll be back with more. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
America, do you want to win the spiritual war against the demons currently attacking our land? Step one comes from the Bible. Lay down the law by resting on the law and do your resting on our pillowcases printed with His Ten Commandments. Find them at ProjectPillowTalk.com. Don't sleep on this message. Go to ProjectPillowTalk.com or call us at 877-289-7439. When you call, ask to receive another powerful spiritual weapon, free, a CD packed with the secrets of forgiveness, using all the instruments of praise written in the Bible, free with your order of our Ten Commandment pillowcases from ProjectPillowTalk.com. Shipping is free too, so call or click 877-289-7439 or ProjectPillowTalk.com. Get your Ten Commandment pillowcases for only $29.95 per set and watch the darkness flee from the light.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
I'm sure they will. And tonight, if you're traveling up there along I-81, 73, I-71, I-77, you want to be real careful up there in the North Carolina and Virginia and Pennsylvania, West Virginia area, because there's a lot of rain up there, a lot of flooding, and even some severe storm warnings and possibly even a tornado or two in the mix. But this is the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. We'll get to all that in a minute. And, of course, it's brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. Pull on in there. Become a member of the Drivers Club. You'll get points for the fuel you buy. You'll get points for the food you buy in the restaurant. You'll get points for the supplies you buy in the trucker store, too. And we're going to rock tonight, so here we go. We'll be right back. goodness, Steven Tyler, Aerosmith, Walk This Way. Kyle, I could play that thing over and over again.
Yeah, that is definitely a classic.
That is getting with it.
Yep.
And, of course, that was done in concert. You could hear everybody cheering and whatnot. But, you know, they are good. Aerosmith, they are just good. That's all I can tell you about them. All right, well, I'm going to read the weather statement, and I'm going to turn Kyle loose here because we do have Fred that's still around. It's a tropical depression dumping lots of rain going up the middle Atlantic and going up into upstate New York as we speak. Upstate Pennsylvania, it's in the mountains over there, West Virginia and Virginia. But Fred, the post-tropical cyclone Fred, will bring heavy rain, which may lead to significant flash flooding, gusty winds, and a few tornadoes as it tracks north from the upper Ohio Valley into New England today and tonight. Now, monsoonal activity across portions of Arizona are also forecast today, and Utah, which could cause more flash and urban flooding over there, especially in the vicinity of the Slot Canyons and the arroyos and the dry washes. So, Kyle, what's going on out west?
Well, Captain, you know, we're continuing to track those flash flood watches, as you're saying, and especially down in southern Arizona near Phoenix and Tucson, flash flood watches continue. It looks like in Phoenix right now, for Tuesday, for forecast, they're forecasting rain showers, but that flash flood watch continues to go on in that area all the way over to the New Mexico border. Now, heading north, as you mentioned, in Utah, our friends in Salt Lake City, they are also looking at some pretty big so possibilities of rain. Looks like on Wednesday, forecast heavy thunderstorms. So our friends at the Flying J there in Salt Lake City, be aware of that. Of course, if you're traveling up I-15, you've got a flash flood watch starting at St. George in southern Utah, heading all the way up to Salt Lake City. Now, air quality alerts continue to cover most of Wyoming. Also, most of southern Idaho as well. Up in Montana, severe thunderstorm warning up in the northeastern part of Montana tonight. Also, air quality continues across part of northern Washington, also southern Oregon, of course. Las Vegas right now has a lake wind advisory, but also is reporting smoky conditions. Also, air quality alerts going on in central California. Of course, the fires are burning, and fire weather warnings up, this is going to be west of Reno. This is going to be in the Sacramento, Yuba City, and Redding parts of California tonight.
Out there in the Metroplex, we got some rain tonight in Texas over there between Pecos and Midland. We got some rain over in there, not a lot of it, just enough to make it miserable. Now, I am looking at the North Carolina mountains right now. We've got flood warnings, big-time flood warnings, in sections up around Asheville, North Carolina right now. Going up I-77 up into Virginia, we've got flood warnings up in there, up the gorge, it looks like, going up towards let's see here, towards Tennessee, towards Kentucky, the northeastern part of Kentucky. We've got flood watches and warnings up through there. We do have severe weather alerts right now in the mountains of Virginia over towards Charlottesville. That would be I-81 over in that area. And then rain all the way up to upstate New York, all the way to Watertown, New York right now. A big swath of rain, which is covering most of upstate New York, most of upstate Pennsylvania, most of Maryland and Delaware, and I'm sorry, Maryland and the West Virginia mountains. So you're going to get plenty of rain tonight, believe me. And you might get a little bit of rain over there towards the coast, but it won't be anything like what you're going to get if you're going up and down, especially I-81. That's the center of all of this tonight, I-81. And if you're coming up I-77, you're definitely going to be in it all the way up into Ohio, so be advised of that. And then looking at our tropical systems tonight, we've got Andre, which is the one that's going to be, get this, a hurricane soon, bearing in on Bermuda. Now, it's not forecast to come our way, but there's a possibility, you know, if it becomes a hurricane, they do strange things. So we'll have to keep an eye on it in Georgia and Florida to make sure that if it does come this way, that you're prepared. This will be, at the very least, a Category 1 hurricane. It'll be out in the ocean. They're talking about it's going to make a right turn here about, around Bermuda and be out in the ocean about 100 miles or so off the coast all the way up to Canada. But we don't know for sure. And then we got Grace, which is going across the Yucatan Peninsula and over into Mexico, Kyle. And but that's our tropics, and it's been a busy week when it comes to the tropics.
Oh, it really, really is. And so we're seeing, again, this busy season really starting up here, or getting more busy.
Yep. Now, don't forget, folks, the Pilot and Flying J, you trot on in there, and you can go right up to the kiosk because you can join and become a member of the Drivers Club right there at the kiosk, or you can do it by your cell phone if you want to do that when you're sitting out there in the parking lot, whatever. But once you become a member of the Drivers Club, you are going to be able to get points for the fuel you buy, points for the food you buy, points for the supplies you buy in a store, and then it saves it. You save it just like money. You can spend it just like money, the points, in the store or for anything you want. You can use it for discounts if you're going to buy anything short of fuel, that is. You can use it for discounts for that. So there you go. And I know if you go in there and you're not a member of the Drivers Club and you tell them you were listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, you are supposed to get yourself a free hot cup of coffee. I saw James yesterday. He'd been out on the road, and he went into one place, and he says, they made me pay for my coffee. And I said, well, are you a member of the Drivers Club yet? No. I said, well, that's your fault. Join the Drivers Club. All right, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun? Come on now.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.